Joining me right now is Verrill Ablak. Verrill Ablak is the founder and owner of Vocelli Pizza. And for those of you who are not familiar with the size and magnitude of this organization, let me tell you, over 2,000 employees, over 100 branches in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, and Maryland, and over 5 million pizzas a year. 5 million. Boy, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible. Verrill, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome, Verrill.
Great to be here, Raja. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Verrill, it's interesting how, you know, I got to meet you the first time at, you know, we're both in business, but I didn't get to meet you in a business circle. I met you at the gym, and
yeah.
That's how I got to know you for a while. So the first question I'm going to, you know, have for you, Verrill, is how, you know, the work-life balance, you know, when you first start a business, you're there working crazy hours, and then in the long term, when the business matures, the work-life balance gets into play. So tell me how this is for you now, how it was when you started.
Boy, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, that's one of the negatives of it, because the balance is always off, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time when it was right on, you know, either you don't, you know, there's no time on your hands, or sometimes you have too much, you know, once things get settled down. So, you know, I know for the first 10 years, it was nonstop.
Okay.
I mean, rarely did I see my family for dinner, just because, I mean, you know, it's a dinner business and stuff like that. So once you get settled in and you get better people to help you run the organization, it gets easier, but it goes through spurts, you know. You make adjustments as you go along, and throws your balance off again.
Yeah, yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I completely agree. And Verrill, you were born in Zonguldak, in
Correct.
Turkey. So, you know, as you know, I'm a first generation immigrant, and I came here when I was 20. So, hence the accent. And I know you don't have an accent here. So, tell me a little bit about your childhood. And also, it looks like you got into being an entrepreneur right off. So just, you know, what was it about, whether it was Turkey or just your childhood, what made you get in here?
You know, I came to the United States when I was 9. So
okay.
I'm first generation too. Left Turkey when I was 3. We lived in Germany for 3 years, and then lived in Canada for 3 years. And throughout my whole life, we've always been traveling into these little mining towns, because my father being a mining engineer, you know,
okay.
So whenever we go into these cities, it was never a big city. It was always these little mining towns across. You know, Pittsburgh was our first opportunity to come here. And even when we got settled here, my father was constantly traveling.
Okay.
You know, he didn't want to move us because we were settled in high school then. And I think early on, that's one of the things that kind of pushed me towards entrepreneurism, just because of, you know, it's so... Things get unstable. You know, one industry that you feel is very strong, then it becomes weak. And, you know,
right.
The mining industry, when my father first got into it, was very, very strong.
Okay.
But towards the end, it started falling off. There was a lot of traveling because of that, you know. So my entrepreneurship, I think, even early on, right out of college, you know, I got right into it, you know, washing dishes at a pizza shop down in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wow.
And that's how I first got started.
Wow, so you just worked your way right from like you're saying, washing dishes to owning this big firm now.
Yeah, I mean, it started with that, you know, started washing dishes and really loving the business, because when you first get into it, you don't think to yourself, well, am I going to do this long term? You know, as someone, I think, that wants to get into business, it really didn't matter what kind of business. You want to like it, but you want to get into a business that you feel that there's good growth in, that you're going to enjoy. And, you know, you're going to be able to work with people to help each other grow. And pizza at that time, you know, I think, you know, you always need a little bit of luck. And we got it at the right time into the pizza delivery business at that time.
Okay. And I agree, I can't agree with you more, Verrill. You know, so in my earlier segment, I had the comment that for those entrepreneurs getting in, just do something, you know, that you really love. Follow your heart. And if you're successful, the money follows. So, but don't do it just for the money, but just do something you love. And that seems to be, you enjoyed this business, you got in, and you're tremendously successful.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, you really got to like what you're doing. But I think entrepreneurship is a hit and miss kind of thing, too, because, I mean, you get into something and you're not 100% sure. You know, if you're not going to like it, you can get into something else. You know, the great thing about building your own business is, you know, you can jump around and do them. And really, when I was first got into it in New Orleans, we weren't successful from the very beginning. You know, it took some time to really get things settled down and go in the right direction.
Okay. So, and you were in New Orleans for a bit, and then you moved to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, I was from, you know, went to school in Pittsburgh and moved down to New Orleans just to travel a little bit. And then
wasn't Mardi Gras that took you there, was it?
The Mardi Gras life is unbelievable. But you know, it's funny, wherever you go, you always want to come back to Pittsburgh.
There you go.
We love it here. So,
absolutely.
We try to come back, you know. New Orleans is a great place when you're in your 20s, you know, but for raising a family, you know, I think Pittsburgh's the place to be.
I agree. And one of the things, you know, earlier on I talked about is, like, you know, when you start any business, you want something that is different in your business, right? You always, and the word I use is secret sauce. What's your secret? And I ask all the entrepreneurs this question that I mentor. In your case, it's maybe more a literal question here, Viral. What is the secret sauce of your business?
You know, I always mention this, you know, in our business, with the number of employees we have about 130% turnover. And, you know, a lot of the people working within our organization, they're drivers that may work part-time, and we got to get new people in and stuff like that. Our management core stays with us a long time, but the cooks and drivers, you know, there's a turnover there, which is not abnormal in this business.
Correct.
So, you know, I think the secret recipe here is just making sure you have a good organization to bring in good people, find good people, and motivate them, because even at the level we're at, we don't want to hit 200% turnover. You know,
right.
We want to keep it a level to keep the people happy in our organization. And I think we've gotten better and better at that over the years.
Okay. So when you look to hire these people, are there anything in particular that you look for?
You know, I think the skill set is very important, but I always like to tell people, you know, you got to hire the right attitude. You have to bring in people that you would bring into your home that could be part of your family. And because in any organization, no matter how strong they are as far as their skill set, if their attitude is not the right thing, or if they don't fit in within your organization, it just becomes really bad. And, you know, eventually you'll have to make a change, and worse off, the other people around you become influenced by that negativity too.
No, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Now, as you've gone through, you know, you've been in this business for a fairly long time now, Viral. So what would you say, like, it was one of your biggest issues that you encountered, and how did you overcome it?
I think finding a good way to grow has always been, you know, at different times it was for different things, you know. If you're not growing, then what happens is then you're falling backwards, you know. A lot of times, you know, when people say things are the same, you know, it's never the same. Either you're going forward or you're going backward. And if you don't make an adjustment, it hurts you. And I think the times that we made an adjustment with our name change was the biggest thing, because we found ourselves in a position where things weren't going the way we would like.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a name that our ad agency was, you know, we did a market survey. It was very generic. So
this is where you went from what, pizza outlet to Bocelli Pizza?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
What we did in 2002 was we took the entire D.C. market and we tested the name down there just to see what people thought of it.
Okay.
And did some market surveys. And, you know, our sales were up considerably in that market. And then at that point, you know, we decided to come back to Pittsburgh and really change the name and the branding across all the stores.
Okay. What does it mean? What does Bocelli mean?
You know, Pizza Outlet was very generic, and I wanted to come up with an Italian name and something that was, something that spoke about what we were doing, the high-quality food. And, you know, in my office I had dictionaries, I had maps across the walls and stuff like that looking for the right name, and really couldn't find anything. And, you know, one day I was watching TV, and Andre Bocelli came on.
Okay.
And, you know, I never heard it before, and what a great voice. And, I mean, it just spoke to exactly what we were trying to do, the high-quality Italian. So I tried to name the organization Bocelli, but it was taken. So I put a V in front of it for Vero. That's how we came up with the name.
I love it. No, that's excellent. Congratulations on your success, Verrill. And one of the things that we talk about on this show, and you know Ron Morris real well, and I got to know you better through Ron a little bit, is we have entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs of today also give back. There's a certain social responsibility that we all have. Now, I've seen you in many social occasions, and you're somebody who gives back to the community a lot. So share with us what you're doing from a social perspective, just on a community perspective.
You know, there's a lot of different things we do, but I think one of the recent things that I've done is we have a lot of stores in the D.C. market, the Northern Virginia, the Maryland area, actually more stores in that market now than over here. And I work with a soup kitchen over there. Work together with them, and I go there occasionally to help out in the mornings. And my daughter goes to American University, and she goes to the soup kitchen too. One of my very good friends manages it and runs it. And I was fascinated when I first went into it about a year and a half ago, because here's a nonprofit organization. Every day they got to think about where the food's going to come in, who the volunteers are, and just organizing something like this. And really, with most of the people being volunteers there, and then as you're serving the food, you have, I think, about 200 people that, you know, we fed for breakfast.
Okay.
And it was amazing. Not all 200 people are homeless, even though it's a homeless kitchen. You know,
okay.
Some of them just need a meal for the day. And
okay.
I was, you know, it was fascinating. And we still help out down there whenever we can.
No, that's very commendable, and particularly being in the food business, what a great way to give back, Verrill. Hey, you know, I got my Digby out here waving his hand saying we're finishing up our segment here. Verrill, I want to say thank you again for being on the show. I know you've been on Ron's show many times, and we're really delighted to have you here. Now, if someone wanted to go check out Bocelli Pizza or get in contact with you, how is it? Would they just Google it, or what's the best way?
Yes, you know, just going to our website and sending me an email through the website, you know, and we'll respond to it. So, and we're right by, our offices are right by Parkway Center Mall, so we're very close to downtown.
Okay. Thank you very much, Verrill. And, you know, the show is about local individuals, and I tell you, we are delighted to have a successful entrepreneur like you continue to stay in Pittsburgh and grow our area. Thanks, Verrill. It's great talking to you.
Roger, thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
You sound great on the radio.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.